Come on, come on. They can't hear you. Hey, man. I'm smiling because I'm getting a vision of where we're going. I'm smiling because I'm seeing some things in the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you see what I see, you be smiling too. Amen. Not that you don't see it. Amen. I'm not saying you don't see it. But thank God for everyone that's here. I know we have a busy weekend and we have some things to do after service today, as well as celebrate Pastor Gail's birthday. Amen. Amen. I told her not to wear that silver jumpsuit because I'm trying to stay in the Holy Ghost. At least she put a jacket on. Amen. Help me stay in the Holy Ghost. All right. But she is just an extraordinary woman. A lot of grace. Helps me out. Intelligence. Just a woman of God. So, and we know there's a lot going on. So thank God. Amen. And I know she is going to love on you, appreciate everything done. It's just this time just hit so much. But let's do what we need to do. Amen. 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 And I got a couple announcements that we're going to do, and then we're going to get into the word. We're going to talk a few minutes on the poor. And I want you really to hear this because this is where we're going. And we're not going to just visit this place. We're going to have to learn how to flow in this place. And and we're going to be anointing. We're going to be anointing everyone that wants to be anointed. And, you know, I just bring that down a little bit. Because there's one thing, I definitely want to anoint the worship team. That's why I gave Olivia a break there, because they may see Clover over there clapping. Don't be acting like that. Our worship is about to shift. It's about to shift. It's about to shift. It's about to function. I won't go there right now. Let me get some work done. Let me get some business done. We got some new member certificates that we do. I have. Hold up. No. Hold up. Don't clap. Because Sarah, you got your certificate, didn't you? Hey man, take these, man. This is all empty. Okay, would you hand me my towel, please? We're not on live stream, are we? Oh, I'm messing up on TV. Y'all haters. Y'all like, yep, you sure is. I had to mind a little so much. I said, man. Then I realized when I held them up, they were empty. Okay, let's talk about, let's do a couple announcements and we're going to do our decree. We have the anniversary coming. No services this week, no coffin conversation. But we have our walk, our anniversary coming up. Come on, amen. Now, someone asked me, are we still taking tickets for the anniversary? And I said, yes. We want to oversell. Amen? Because they'll pull out some tables. So we still sell. I think Pastor Gail and I think we sold about six more. I think we're totaling like a little over 20. So if you know somebody wants to come, this is going to be a tremendous. And I know we're meeting. Everybody that's working it is asked to meet at the Banquet Center tomorrow at 5. Tomorrow at 5. Some at 3, AV, and some that have more to do will be there at 3. We're going to get there earlier. But I know some have to work, so no later than 5. So leaders, you have to contact your groups and your team to let them know the time. I'll be there at 3. Sister Renee and some others will be there at 3 tomorrow. And then the setup, of course, that information will filter down. But we're looking forward to what just a tremendous event. We have not advertised it, but we will advertise it later this week that next Sunday Apostle Eckhart will be with us in our Sunday morning service. Amen. Amen. We tough, man. We tough. And we're going to be at Pearl's Event Center, so you got to get that address. We will not be here next Sunday because we won't be able to hold the crowd. We had 100 people here for memorial service yesterday, and we had seats all lined up. I said, Lord, yes, Lord, I love this. I love this. And so we'll be at Pearl's Event Center. That's the address. And we'll be starting at 10 o'clock on next Sunday. Apostle Eckhart will be with us. So it's just a great thing. I'm so glad that he's with us. I've followed him for, I was introduced to him as a teenager. And I've followed him ever since. When our kids were small, we would take our kids to Chicago and go to his services. Nobody knew us. Nobody knew us. And we couldn't stay downtown Chicago because we didn't have enough money. So we would stay in Harvey, Illinois. And in Harvey, we would have to drive over an hour to get into 79th and Ashland where they would have service. And the kids would swim at the hotel pool. And then we said, we're going to church. And then we would attend those services. I mean, we go way back. And we would sit in the balcony, you know, because like nobody knows. It's amazing how it's come full circle to him coming to an event that we're having. And I've followed and read so much of his material, taken so many of his classes through the years to have him here. I'm just honored to do that, along with the other men and women of God that are going to be with us. And so it's just going to be a great event. And our family and friends and church members, we're just looking forward to a great time. I'm hearing about the suits you're buying, the clothes you're getting, how you're stepping out. Y'all going to be sharp. Amen. Amen. Not to say y'all not sharp anyway, but I'm just saying. Get some new hairdos. I say hairdos. Amen. It's good to come together. Let me move on before I get in trouble. Amen. So that's next Sunday. Do not come here. Go to Pearl's next Sunday. Matter of fact, that will be where our place in January, because we're going to be moving out of this building. Even if we decide to expand this building, we'll be at Pearl's for the first 3 months of the year as they expand this building up, totally updated, increase the capacity and everything. So however, whatever move we make, we'll be at Pearl's next Sunday. And of course, that'd be the place for the first few months of the year. Okay. I think that's it as far as what we need to cover right now. Let's put our decree up and let's get into this. Let's read it together. Father, I thank you for the word. As I receive, meditate, and obey your word, I become the word. Then I can do what your word says I can do. I can have what your word says I can have. And the power of your word impacts my family for 1,000 generations. Amen. We've been in this reintroduction. I've just been enjoying this series. Even at the memorial service yesterday, I ministered the reintroduction of Jesus. I've just been enjoying this, so revelatory. And earlier this week, and I'm really going to minister more prophetically today, but earlier this week I heard the word poor, reintroduction of the poor. Because sometimes we got to be reminded of this stuff, because we just go on our journey and our walk with God, and some things we pay attention to longer than others. And I think we just need to really be familiar and just reintroduce to the poor. Because it's one thing to have an open heaven, and we're quick to decree that there's an open heaven. We declare that the portals are open. We decree that the heavens are open. We decree the heavens are open this region, over my home, over this city, over this state, over this nation. But when heavens are open, what activity is happening? Because God doesn't just open a heaven. He does something. The open heaven is the access point, but what activity is happening under an open heaven? What is God saying? What is he doing? How is he flowing? what is being released from the open heaven in that moment. Because every believer has an open heaven over their life. Come on, somebody say, I operate under an open heaven. And you should be so attuned with operating under this heaven that when things are off and things are just seem like they're out of sync, it ought to disturb you. We're in tune with things of the flesh. We are in tune with things in our bodies. We're in tune with things in our emotions. But sometimes we're not in tune with the open heaven. Because, God, I'm not sensing you. God, I'm not moving. I know something wrong. Here's an example. Daniel gets the dream from the king, the word from the king. Daniel's a revelatory guy. He interprets dreams. That's what he does. That's the open heaven over his life. So he's flowed in this before. He knows there's a grace upon his life. He knows he has access to revelation because that's his flow. I mean, God's connected him with that. So when he's praying and he gets nothing, he goes on a fast because he knows something's wrong. Because, amen, he's not receiving that flow or that interpretation that he normally would receive. So he goes on a fast. And then the angel comes and gives him the revelation, said, listen, the Lord heard you when you first spoke. The Lord heard you when you first spoke. Why did Lord? Because, amen, and he responded, but there was a principality that interrupted the answer. God responded to you because you operate under an open heaven, amen, and you knew something was wrong because it didn't connect with you, so you went on a fast, which teaches us that we have got to function like an open heaven believer. And we've got to keep that flow going. And we got to keep that pour going. And we can't be satisfied with anything less. Amen. With anything less. And I'm not going to minister long, so y'all just stay with me. We've got to have the heavens open. We've got to have that pour of God. Let me give you the interpretation. Hebrew word for pour. Old and New Testament are similar. It means to pour forth. It means to empty out. The New Testament pour means gushed out. It's like in Acts 2. When Peter is preaching, he said, listen, this they're not drunk, but this is what Joel preached. This is what he prophesied, that in the last days, and I believe it's the last days of the old covenant, I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm going to gush out. I'm going to take something that's in me, the Lord was saying, and I'm going to put it in you. I'm going to pour out my spirit upon you. I'm going to take what's on me and put it in you. I'm going to pour it. I'm going to pour it from the heavens. So we have to be sensitive to this pouring of God, this open heaven, this activity. Jacob saw it like this. He saw it as Bethel, where the angels are ascending and descending. And I know this is maybe not a Sunday message, amen. Maybe it's a little bit heavy on doctrine, but you guys are good. You know, you understand what I'm saying. Amen. And he saw this activity of heaven, and that was a place that he went back to where God changed his name, the place where he connected to God. And God is always flowing, and he's always pouring. And there's always a flowing God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that even in our bellies it flows. God pours into us, and we pour out to others. And that's why we have to be under an open heaven so we can receive the pour, so that we can pour out and impact others. Christians shouldn't be dry. Christians shouldn't be dry. Come on, tell somebody, you shouldn't be dry. Just down a little bit more. Shouldn't be dry. Somebody come to you for prayer and you like, I need prayer myself. You come to me to get something, I need help. Man, you might need help, but there's still a flow in you. There is a flow in you. You do have something to give because you're connected to the resources of heaven. You're connected to the poor. The first time poor was introduced, the first time we see it in the Bible, anybody want to guess? The flood. Who said the flood? The flood. That's the first time poor is introduced. Amen. When God, and the Bible says that the heavens opened and water gushed or poured upon the face of the earth. I like the graphic that they had during the song, the rain. Can you click on that? We like nice stuff and just easy pace stuff. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. But the gush is a lot more intense. A lot more intense. You know, that's pretty. But a gush is a lot more intense. And so we got to see ourselves under heaven. Not just sprinkles, but a gush, a swoosh. The blessings of God. What did Deuteronomy say? He said, I'll open the heavens. I'll pour out a blessing that you won't have room enough. Anyway, I'll dump it on you. We don't function out of a sprinkle. We function out of a flood. That's what Deuteronomy says in 28. He said, the blessing of the Lord will come on you and over what? Overtake you. A lot of times we get satisfied with just a few sprinkles, with just a little bit of favor, just a little bit of flavor, just a little bit. I got enough to make ends meet. I'm happy. Well, if the heavens open your life, God, well, he said, Malachi, we don't preach the curse here, amen, but Malachi says, you know, bring the tithes, bring your offering storehouse, and you know what I said, and prove me, and watch and see if I don't open the windows. I'll open the windows. And why am I opening these windows? I'm opening the windows of heaven to pour you out a blessing. Yeah. Yeah. You won't have room enough to receive. So I expect a pour that does more than meets my daily bills or whatever. I expect a pour because God is a God that pours. Somebody say that. God is a God that pours. Yeah, he pours. He pours. There's another scripture in Luke 6. I think it's Luke 6, 38. It says, you know what? I'll give to you full. You give and I'll give to you full measure. Press down. Shaking together and running over. I'll bless you. I'll bless you and have it overflowing. If that's what God is saying to me, then I'm not going to be satisfied with a few drops. I'm going to interact with the heavens and release the poor. Get under the poor of God. I'm going to get under the poor of God. Get under the poor of God. Let me go a couple more scriptures here. And we're going to pray. We reference Psalm 68 and 8. It says, put that up for me, please, if you can. 68 and 8, Psalm 68 and 8. And we're almost at the time of prayer. I just want to pray. I want to give you this word, and we're going to pray. In the name of Jesus. 68 and 8. There is never in the word, and I haven't found it yet. I've looked up some references, but I've never found where a place where there's not an open heaven that doesn't involve our activity and us aligning ourselves with it. And doing certain things. There are certain, you could be under an open heaven, but sometimes heaven is waiting on your activity. is waiting for you to do something. When Jesus said, and we'll go to that scripture maybe before we go, in Acts 2, he says, you know, I'm going to give you power. You're going to receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Okay, so I'm open to heaven. I'm about to send the mighty rushing wind. I'm about to send the cloven tongues with fire. But I need you to do something to align yourself with this open heaven. What does he tell them? He said, I need you to go to the upper room and wait for the promise of the Father. And so they go into this upper room, and the Bible said they get there, and they're on one accord. They're on one accord. What are they waiting on? They're waiting on the poor. And they're all in agreement with what God has said, and so they sit under an open heaven, and they wait for the poor. And the Bible says, then that wind comes, and the cloven tongue, and the Bible says, and he pours out the Holy Spirit. Peter says, you know, this is a fulfillment of what Job said, that I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But it required them. The poor was coming in the upper room. Anywhere else, that's where it started, the upper room. So they had to align themselves and be at the right place. That's why Moses said, Lord, if your presence doesn't go, I don't want to go. I'm going to go. I want to stay under the flow. I got to stay under the poor. I got to stay under where manna is released from. I got to stay under the blessing. I can't just be out here doing my own thing, doing stuff that sounds good. Everything that sounds good is not God. I'm going to stay under this. I'm going to stay under this poor. I'm going to stay under this open heaven where things are pouring. I'm not going to allow fear to stop me. I'm not going to get out of the will of God. I'm going to stay right here because this is where I'm in alignment with. I'm going to read that verse in a second. You know, when God blessed us with a business, that was the open heaven over our life. That was the poor. That was the poor. And so in order to experience the amount, the revenue that we needed and that we wanted, I had to align myself in that place. If I'd have stayed at the bank, I never would have experienced that poor because the heavens were open in the marketplace for me. And I knew the heavens were open because even in business, sometimes business gets tight and things when we've been in the business so long through a recession and all that, but even in my need, there have been so many times, and Pastor Gail Schiller attested this, that things are interesting. I'll get one call to do an event, maybe multiple thousands of dollars. Rewrite this, fix that need, satisfy that need. Because what? I'm under the open heaven where I'm supposed to be. And that's where the poor flows. Stop asking God to bring things to you where you at. Find out where he's at and align yourself under the poor. Yeah. And if you stay there and operate, learn it. You got to learn that flow. This we won't finish. I'm going to stop, but we ain't going to finish. You got to learn how to cooperate with God, what to do, and how to maximize this open access you have, this flow. Then it goes from meeting the need to exceeding the need. Because you stay there, and God, it keeps pouring. Now, I'm not talking some magic. I'm talking common spiritual sense. Because all of us have a gift, amen, and we all have access to God, and there's a flow, and there's a pour that aligns with your gift and the mantle and the calling upon your life. And it's time to move into that and function under that. Come on, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Not that you won't challenge, not that you won't, you know, we all, you know, we're all learning, you know, because it's a spiritual walk. It's not a carnal walk. It's a spiritual walk. It's not a natural walk. It's a spiritual, it's being aligned and connected to God. But there is a flow. and there is a poor for your house. Say, there's a poor for my house. There's a poor for my life. I did, I always like to pause before I say certain things. I don't like to sound silly or, you know, materialistic, but I say things in a way of testimony. I asked my on the family thread, there's a couple NFL games being played in London, England. And I said, anybody want to go out and think about going to London, England and watch a football game? My son, John, he responded and all that. He said, if you told me that I would go to London to watch a football game, back in the day, I told you it was crazy. Because I'm trying to buy food for the family. I'm taking $5 to buy fish sticks and macaroni and cheese to make dinner, right? Right? But under the open heaven, don't let people hate on you. Under the open heaven, I'll give you a blessing beyond your imagination. I'll pour it out. I'll pour it out upon your life. And let the haters hate. And you tell them, you testify, hey, I'm just under the poor. And you know what? There's a poor for you too. I'm just under the poor. Don't hate on me because I'm under the poor. Just get, you know what? Align yourself with God and get under the poor. All right, let me wrap this up. I said I wouldn't be long. I'm not going to be long. Let's go. Put that scripture. All right. The earth shook, and the heavens poured down rain before the God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. And where that says the earth shook and the heavens poured down rain, that means to prophesy. They nataf, they dropped. They dropped. Here's what I see going forth in our services, and I want the worship team to embrace this, and we as a people, I want us to embrace this. When we come together in service, we have to be so open to what's being released in that moment. And we all have, when we do things, we all have certain tracks we're on and certain things we're used to. But we sung last week about a new realm of glory. We're going to access that realm as we tap into exactly what God is pouring, what he's releasing, what he's saying in that moment. When prophecy drops, when the nataf drops in the room, we've got to align ourselves with that, and we got to follow that because that's where the poor is. I never want Gen to Gen to be a church that just, okay, this is what we're going to do. It's predictable. We get out of church, 11:42. Everybody goes home, all that. No, we're going to operate under an open heaven. And we're going to see so many new dimensions of glory. Because we're going to tap into this poor with greater sensitivity. And so that's going to take practice, and that's going to take work, and that's going to take learning how to navigate the Holy Ghost. I was going to turn right, but Holy Ghost is saying left. So we turn left. And then as a congregation, don't look at people because they turn left. Just go left. Why? Because we're learning how to operate under the poor, under the flow of God. What God is pouring, what God is saying, what God is singing. And it's going to require sometime new songs, new sounds. Because as they connect with heaven, they open heaven, it's going to release the poor in the midst of us. In the name of Jesus. And that's what we want. That's what we're moving into in our lives, in our house. In your family, just under operating, navigating under an open heaven. Amen. I'm gonna be true what I said. And I'm gonna end there. Come on, let's stand. Father, give us greater sensitivity Even as we, Lord, we want to follow the wind. We want to be aligned with the activity of heaven. We just want to tap in. Come on, musicians. We want to tap into what you're doing, what you're saying, how you're moving in our individual lives, in our family. And we want to be aligned with what you're doing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to give you an example. I'm going to give you a real practical example. And then we're going to anoint you all. Y'all sit down for a second. Let me just give you this example that I have you stand. Just, you know, I'll give you this example. So we was almost out. We was almost. This past week, you know, I had some pain in my upper back. And I was like, yeah, what's going on with my upper back? I said, some pain, you know. And, you know, because we've been working out with Daniel and all that, and he's been stretching us and all that lower lumbar. And I said, I was wondering, was it that? I said, because, you know, it sounded like, feel like the brother trying to fold you when he, I said, man, you know, we're not meant to be folded. I realized it was, I was really just dehydrated, and drinking coffee before I drink water in the morning. And I thought about it, I said, it's interesting how Sister Jackie's here. And she's into fitness and she does training and Daniel's connecting, he does training and things. And sometimes when there's activity and connection around you, you have to ask God why. Very practical thing. Why? Because heaven releases resources. Say that. Heaven releases resources. And so you can't just ignore resources and connections that come into your life. There may be purpose for that. So I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to have a health resource, a health weekend, and get Sister Jackie to share, minister, maybe do a class, get Daniel to share, do a class, and have Minister Curry bring his athletic wear. And so what is that? Amen. And all be part of that. So what is that doing? That is aligning with what heaven has presented and positioning ourselves for the poor. That kind of alignment and bringing people together will not only impact this house, but it'll impact our region. We can have a whole health kind of thing. And then that Sunday, we pray for the sick. What are we doing? We're making, heaven demands movement. And so what we're doing, we're aligning ourselves with what God is doing. And when we do it, what does he do? He pours. So pay attention to what's around you and what's coming to your life. And just don't take it for granted. Ask God why. What is this for? Maybe this is connected to what you want to pour into my life. Maybe this person, this group, this whatever it is. Maybe it's connected to what you want to pour in my life. If you tap into that at new levels, we'll experience so much flow of God. It's not that heaven's denying us. It's just we're not recognizing what's in front of us. And with revelation and asking God why, there's enough flow, enough pour to break every spirit of poverty, sickness, addiction, and bondage over your life, over your family's life, over the region's life. And I'm done and we're going to stand again. One pour on the day of Pentecost. One pour on the day of Pentecost. 50 people in the upper room experiencing one pour shifted that whole nation. And it's still going today from the one pour. The one pour of the Holy Ghost changed Asia, changed Greece, changed. And the gospel began to take over the whole thing. And even the king said, is these a man changing and turning the world upside down? Because they experienced one pour. You think God needs 12 steps, 6 years? No, all you need is one pour. One pour.